We're exploring the world through international crime fiction in this hour. Teresa Zalana writes stories set in one of the world's most beautiful cities, Barcelona. But her whimsical, satirical novels take us off the tourist beat and into everyday Catalan culture. Her most recent book is called The Sound of One Hand Killing. And strange chants reached her in Barcelona.
Teresa, tell us about your detectives, Eduard and Borja. They're brothers, but they're not very alike.
Well, in fact, they are twins, not only brothers, but they are not identical twins. Borja is a handsome man. He is conservative. He likes beautiful women, expensive cars. And on the other hand, his brother is left-wing. He's a family man. And they don't like each other very much.
Well, one of my first impressions from reading your novel is your detectives, these brothers, are so likable. You know, if you read Scandinavian noir today, the detectives are all these gloomy, divorced, haunted, alcoholic detectives.
Yeah.
And, you know, in your books, Eduard is a family man, Borja is a social climber, but they're both these friendly, normal, everyday kind of people. Are you trying to bring a lighter touch to noir fiction?
No, I think this is because my detectives are not policemen. So they are not living in the middle of crime all the time, no? They just found a corpse or found themselves having to investigate a murder from time to time. But they are normal people.
See, I had a different theory. I thought, oh, maybe it has to do with the climate. I mean, this is Barcelona. The weather is beautiful. Everyone's always going out to eat tapas and drink cocktails. They have long siestas and weekends at the beach. So I thought, oh, this is Mediterranean noir.
Well, probably we have a different perspective of life, no, from people of the north. So if you live in a city when you can walk, when the sun is still 8, 9 o'clock in the evening and you can walk and see the sun, that gives to you a completely different perspective of life than if you live in a country when at 3 o'clock is dark.
Some of it's weather, but that difference between the northern and southern European cultures is so marked. You know, you could also say, well, those northern countries, those are the Calvinist, Protestant countries. Mm. There's a long history of salvation through work, whereas the Catholic Mediterranean countries, there's a bit more emphasis on celebration of life.
And in Catholic countries, you found hypocrisy. Because probably Catholic societies are most intolerant and people need a way to escape to that. I mean, Catholic societies are very tolerant if, for instance, you have a lover but you are a family man, blah, blah, blah. And I think in northern societies, people is not so tolerant with these lies. But on the other hand, we have a big, big problem in Mediterranean societies, that it's corruption.
So the challenge for your detectives is figuring out which lies are important and which lies are not.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're a politician and you have a lover, we are not interested in Mediterranean countries, in this kind of things. But if you have a lover and you pay her flat with the money of all of us, that's a problem. And the problem is that now, in the last years, we are discovering a lot of cases of corruption, a big corruption in Spain. No? And corruption is one of the factors of the economic crisis as well.
Well, so for people who are not all that familiar with the economic crisis in Europe, especially in how it affects people's daily lives, can you give us some background? I mean, how is the economic crisis playing out in Barcelona today?
Well, it's terrible. I'm not sure if it's so terrible as in other parts of Spain in this case, but the economic crisis has beaten us dramatically, and is especially dramatically for people that has lost their houses, that has no possibility to find a job anymore, for the weak, mm-hmm. the weak people of the society, you know, the immigrants, mm-hmm. women, of course.
Can you talk a little bit more about your choice to focus on Catalan and how it shows up in your writing?
Well, in my case, Catalan is my mother tongue. I was 13 when Franco, the dictator, died. So that means that I grew up in Catalan at home and with my friends, but in Spanish at school and in public places.
And Franco tried to wipe out the Catalan identity, didn't he?
Yeah, and it's the same that is happening nowadays. Uh-huh. Yeah, we are living again the old times of Franco. I think Spain never has understand that this country that we call Spain is a mix of different cultures and identities. It's not just the Spain of the Castilian, of the toreros and flamenco, no?
Do you see writing murder mysteries as really kind of a pretext for talking about Catalan society today?
Yeah, it is. It is. In my novels, the crime, the murder, it's an excuse to talk about other things. Because when you put a corpse in a novel, you need to begin an investigation to solve the crime. And that allows you to explain things that sometimes are hidden in your society, especially in the case of the rich people.
Teresa, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Teresa Solana's most recent crime novel is called The Sound of One Hand Killing.